Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. Up to now, building a green home has been a luxury, something you can do if you have the money. But one Utah architect wanted to show that it could be affordable, and now he has a house to prove it. Joining me now to talk about his reasonably priced green building experiment is Jörg Rugemeier. He is an assistant professor in the College of Architecture and Planning at the University of Utah. And Professor Rugemeier, thanks. Thanks so much for your time today. Are you building or remodeling a home? How are you incorporating energy efficient and green building ideas into your project? 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Professor, I understand you started planning the 125 house a few years ago. You broke ground this spring. You completed construction this fall. What got you thinking about building a home that was both energy efficient and still at market rates?
Well, first of all, the possibility to build an energy efficient house is something that shouldn't be expensive at all. And that has been proven many, many times in the country where I come from, in Germany. Very energy efficient homes there are approximately about 5% more expensive than a standard home. And when I came here, I thought that must be an opportunity, that must be a possibility so I would be able to do that that kind of process here too. And it was a big challenge, because when I looked into the market, I figured out very quickly that anything that is green comes with extra cost, and actually pretty high extra cost. I just took what I learned from my own country, designing energy efficient homes, passive homes, which run on very low technology, and applying an integrated design process, which means as the designer or architect, I incorporate the entire team that's involved in the construction process from the beginning on. And I was very happy to find actually Garbett Homes in the end, who was basically the only builder who was willing to do that. Everybody else was not, all the way down to the detail where they would many of them didn't want to let me be part on the doing the construction process, which is very important, because the quality that's required for such a building needs to be controlled on site. Mm-hmm. And through that combination of integrated design process, at the same time using standard construction methods, standard components that are available on the U.S. market, we were basically able to build a what's supposed to be 90% efficient by energy modeling, 90% efficient home at market rate. So when I compare that building to a standard architect design building, residential building of the same size, we are about $1 to $2 more expensive than the standard house. But on the other hand, the 125 house has been built at much higher quality.
You said that you essentially took some of the principles from your native land, Germany, and incorporated them here. Can you just briefly describe what some of those principles are? What are some of the things that you said, they're doing those in Germany, but we're not doing them here, and seeing if you could make it pencil out here?
Well, the biggest difference probably is that in Germany, the residential market is pretty much, I wouldn't say controlled, but there's many architects involved, whereas here it's completely controlled by general contractors, builders, and the building industry, and there's very few architects involved. What that points to already is that the most important strategy for a highly energy efficient building is a good design. A building needs to be designed to its very specific site, its location, and it needs to be designed to a passive solar strategy. And those are things that don't happen on the market here. Using that kind of process in a building, you are already much better than the standard building, because your building is able to catch the winter sun, for example, to heat the building. You can build barriers against predominant wind directions. You can use natural occurrences on site, like wooded areas and so on, to protect the building, which is usually completely denied and neglected, because in this market, very often people just buy, for example, stock plans from the internet and put buildings on their sites, just like they fit as they fit. But there's no thoughts on passive solar design. So that's the first step. The second step is, it's basically three very simple things, which is a highly insulated envelope needs to be highly airtight. And then the third thing would be the solar design. And those three things together make buildings very high efficient. So when I designed the 1-to-5 house, when the energy modeling came in, we were actually 90% efficient right on. So this was not really necessarily designed to high energy efficiency, but it was designed to these passive strategies, and that made it work, basically.
We're speaking with Professor Jörg Rugemeier. He's an assistant, an assistant professor in the College of Architecture and Planning at the University of Utah. And we're talking about green building, his experiment to build a single-family home that is 90% efficient at market value. If you have questions or comments, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. So your home, the 125 house, is 2,400 square feet. Mm-hmm. Is it all above ground? Maybe you can describe visually what this house looks like since we're on the radio.
Well, part of the solar passive strategy is to make a building very compact. So it's basically, just imagine a box, three-story box, with the first story halfly buried underground. So we have basically a walkout basement, that's how it's called. And then two stories above. The two stories that are south-facing have very big south-facing windows. So that's our kind of tool to catch the sun, the winter sun. And that's one of the most amazing, best-working tools. So, for example, on a day like today, up in Summit Park, there's actually sun out there today. About 10 o'clock, which is where we are at right now, all the heating systems shut down because the sun completely takes over heating the building. That heat stays in the building way until midnight on concrete floors. And then the remaining three elevations, they have much smaller openings. We still have windows even on the north side, but they are small. They are high efficient glazing and window components. And then the 2,400 square feet, they include basically three bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, a kitchen, a living room, and a studio. So the actual living space is about 1,900 square foot. So it's kind of small compared to other buildings in the area. But because it's well designed, it's very functional. So we basically have everything in there that we need. Mm. Even the garage is included in the building mass, which is important because when we park the cars in the garage at nighttime, that extra heat contributes to the heating of the building at nighttime. Other than if you would have a detached garage, that heat would just be gone.
Now, your family is living in the house. You decided to build in Park City at a 7,000-foot elevation. Did the elevation present any challenges, any design or construction challenges for you and your team?
They definitely did. We have about 6 months of snow, maybe even 7 months sometimes. The temperatures go down to 0 degrees at nighttime. And since we lived in Salt Lake City, we have already a pretty good comparison to the climate difference. So it's very harsh, very cold, which is also interesting because when we energy modeled the building, the same building down in the valley would perform much, much better because of the difference in temperatures and nighttime temperatures. But it's doable. The most important thing was to find, or the biggest challenge was to find a lot that would have sun even on the day tomorrow, the 21st of December. Mm. Most of the lots don't have sun. And as I said, the sun is important to heat the building.
Mm. We're speaking with Jörg Rugemeier. He is assistant professor in the College of Architecture and Planning at the University of Utah. And we're talking about green building and his experimental project, 125 House, which was recently completed. If you'd like to join us, if you have questions or comments about green building, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. And let's go to the phones. And Mark is joining us from Salt Lake City. Mark, hi.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so my question is, what is the cost for building a home in this area? Because I built a green home with a bunch of the features that your guest just described. It uses 33 decatherms of gas a year and 3,300 kilowatt hours of electricity, so it's fairly efficient. And I was just wondering how my cost came out relative to his cost or the costs that are projected for home.
So we're comparing your pocketbook. Mark, did you go over budget? Is that
I didn't make a budget.
You didn't make a budget. Okay. Well, let's find out from Professor Rugemer. Thanks very much for the call, Mark. So how much did it cost?
We have about $122 per square foot, but that it's important to know that those costs do not include the cost of the land, the impact fees, and the design fees, my own fees. The reason why I exclude those is simple, because I want to compare this kind of building to other places, to other buildings in other places like Salt Lake. Cost of land is very different up there and down here. Mm. And also impact fees are different. So that's why I exclude those. But it's a simple exercise. Everybody who wants to compare can exclude those costs from their own costs.
And what's the average cost per square foot of a new home, excluding the land here in the valley?
The comparable cost of a comparable standard building, which then would be 0% efficient, and with 0% efficient, I mean it's built to code, just to the IECC 2006 code, would be $117 per square foot. Mm. That's a custom-designed home. We need to be careful. We cannot really compare to a production building home, which
sure.
is not designed by an architect, but a comparable building designed by an architect would be $117, and we are at about $122.
Okay, Mark, thanks for the call. I want to sneak in one last call. Jason calling from Salt Lake City. Jason, hi.
Hi, hey, doctor.
I
met you on a plane once coming back to Salt Lake, and you were talking about your house up in Summit Park, I believe it was. And anyways, I was wondering, are there any tax incentives available these days for building green? How's that going?
Okay.
Well, there are tax incentives. We haven't worked on that yet. We just started the process, which will actually bring the cost down about $1 or $2 per square foot. I would say it's very intransparent right now. So it's a serious project to go through it. And again, we work on it. This will all be documented in the publications I do. So if you wait a couple of months, you will be able to read about it. But right now, that's all I can say about it.
And you will be living in the home. You're collecting data. You will be writing about the results of this experiment in the coming months. Professor Jörg Rugemer, assistant professor in the College of Architecture and Planning at the University of Utah. Thanks very much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
City Views is a production of KCPW News. Jesse Ellis is our technical director. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Next time, a student in Alpine gets outed by school administrators. We're going to be looking at the legal and moral obligations surrounding student privacy, student safety, and a parent's right to know. So join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.